Welcome to Seven Figure Dental Practice, a show that teaches you how to successfully build and thrive in a dental practice. Here's your host, Dr. Shaheen Safarian.
Really excited to have Charles Dabblegott here again for another session. But today what we're focused on here is we want to talk about disability insurance. But before I get started on that, just want to say hello to Charles.
How are you doing, Dr. Safarian?
Tell us, before we kind of get into the depth of disability insurance, what it is exactly.
Okay. Disability insurance is designed to help you with, one, your disability in continuing your business and personal income stream to yourself. And it's also designed to help you continue your business. And it's disability can mean a bunch of different things. You could be partially disabled. You could be permanently disabled. And there's different things that make you each one of those tiers. So each one of those types of disabilities, some are shorter term, some are longer term. But disability insurance is probably one of the most important things if you're a sole proprietor or the only person that's kind of involved in your business. It's one of the things that can put you out of business if you don't have.
So what's the difference between partial disability and full disability coverage?
Okay, partial disability, let's just say you go out a weekend, and I know you play soccer a lot, and let's say you break both your wrists, and you're out for 12 weeks while they're recovering, and you cannot work on any patients. You can be here, but you can't work on them. So that income that you would lose because of your kind of recovery process over a 12 or 16 week period of time, that would be short-term disability where you're going to get better. Permanent disability is more like, let's say for some reason you would go blind, you'd be involved in an accident and be paralyzed in a car accident, or just any kind of accident that's permanent, or you get cancer or anything like that. That would be a permanent disability.
Okay, very good. And then is there, and we're going to talk about income replacement here, mm-hmm. in just a few minutes, but is there any other type of disability besides partial and full coverage? Is there, you know, for example, maybe your, you know, family member, for example, passes away, or some type of a family emergency that comes about? Is there any other way besides what physically happens to you that you can get coverage through disability?
No, typically it is only what is happening to you, okay. or whoever is insured under the policy.
Okay.
So it doesn't extend to other sort of family emergencies or anything like that.
Okay. Going back to the disability insurance, let's talk about the income replacement. How does that work?
Okay. So disability insurance is similar, the underwriting process at least, is similar to life insurance. So you go into the disability looking at what is your gross income in your business or in you individually. And then we determine how much disability you coverage you want, meaning $2,000 a month, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 a month. And then you go through what we call a paramedical exam. And it's just blood, height, weight, and they do an interview on you. And they basically medically underwrite you, then look at the amount of income you make and how much coverage you want. And they determine a price based on those parameters.
So let's say you were 25 years old, just recent grad, no health issues. What is the cost for the person, the individual in this case? We'll talk about business if that makes any mm-hmm. difference in price. But let's say you're just an individual dentist looking for disability insurance. What is that cost for that 25-year-old new graduate?
It's really hard to know. So it has to do with his family history, his or her family history, how much coverage they want. It's so dynamic that it does move around. But it's a simple underwriting and evaluation process. But I can't, you know, one person, it could be X dollars a month. The other, it could be three times more or three times less.
So typically, I would say, for example, and I can understand, you know, not coming up with hard numbers, but I would assume somewhere around $7,000 to $8,000 monthly is something that's a little bit more standard as far as what somebody would want coverage for. I would think that they want their, you know, loans covered. They would want their, you know, everyday expenses covered. So I think in the lower price range of a couple of $1,000s, I think it's something that won't be very attractive to the doctors. But certainly once you get past $6,000 or $7,000, and probably right around, and we'll talk about the seasoned dentists or the business owners. Mm-hmm. But I would think that's probably about the right range of about $6,000 to $8,000 for new grads is what they're probably looking for.
Yeah. And
that also depends. I think I'm not sure if you mentioned this, but it also depends on your income as well, right?
It depends on your gross income, because they are always going to evaluate you on a percentage of your gross income. And typically the highest you can get is half of your gross income a month.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you can sometimes get a little bit more based on your health, but usually they top out at about half of what you are making gross.
So you're probably right at that $6,000 to $8,000 range anyway.
More likely than that. You can get, like, for instance, for me, I have $10,000 a month.
Okay.
And the reason I have it, and people ask, well, you're in insurance, what would possibly happen? Well, if I don't show up to the office, it's probably going to keep running. Okay.
Right.
I'm not as critical as the dentist not being there. But for me, if I'm not there, production will also lag because I'm not there managing and taking right. care of the day-to-day duties. So I want to be able, one, to continue to pay my bills, but I also want to be able to hire another person to step in temporarily or permanently to take over that management job. So I may have to use all of that money to fund a new person to take my role. So it's really a good way to do that. So it could be funding yourself or funding a new person to step in and take your place for a while.
So you are able to, for example, in our business, if we are partially disabled or we're fully disabled, we're obviously able to hire somebody else
sure.
to fill in, and we still can get the coverage.
And that's what a lot of dentist doctors that I know do. If they have a temporary short-term disability, they will hire a just a subcontractor or independent contractor to come in and take over their cleaning, hygienist duties, or whatever they are, and to keep the business rolling while you're sick.
But you still have that option also within your disability to go beyond just the personal disability insurance and also cover your business as well, correct?
Yes, there's different endorsements where you're paid the money, and it could be a variety of things. It could be business expense reimbursement, or it could just be pure disability insurance. So there are riders that you can funnel into there.
So a typical office would be, let's say, $500,000 of gross annual. The doctor makes $150,000. So half of that is about $6,000 of mm-hmm. disability. With that in mind, what are the options as far as protecting the rest of the business? How much would it be based on the gross production of the business?
It's always based on the gross revenue of the business.
So, revenue, meaning revenue of what the doctor makes as far as net or gross it would business?
It would be based on the gross revenue of what the doctor makes for his pure disability. If you wanted to do business expense coverage or additional coverage, it'd be on the gross revenue that the business makes.
And what is that percentage typically as far as your max coverage?
That varies quite a bit from carrier to carrier, so I really can't give you a number on that, but it's typically enough to, float you for 12 to 18 months.
Okay. Yeah. And then does this vary between state? We're in California, obviously. Is it different in other states or is it pretty similar?
Well, like all insurance products are basically regulated by state. The policies look and feel the same. There are some regulations by state that cause, limitation issues or exclusion issues. But for the most part, they're fairly similar, but there are minor differences from state to state.
Very good. And, in the end, you'd be surprised how many doctors don't have disability insurance.
I know. And it is the one thing that can put you out of business. If you're a sole doctor, let's just say with a hygienist and an assistant, and you're involved in a bad accident, you could be out of business if you're in that hospital more than 30 to 60 days. You just got to be really careful as a small business person. People all the time go, well, I'm healthy. Well, it's not all about health.
Yeah.
It's all about that person rear-ending you in the on the highway and you get paralyzed or your arm is broken or worse. I mean, I run into this all day long. And unfortunately, Dr. Safarian, I basically see all the bad stuff.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
I don't see all the good stuff all day. I see all the bad things that happen to people. And some of them are just freak accidents.
Sure.
And my job is to tell everyone, if you're in business for yourself, you need disability.
Thanks for listening to Seven Figure Dental Practice. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in to the next episode.